Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, July 24th. You'll be interested to know, 127 years ago, today in 1897, Amelia Earhart, one of the world's most celebrated aviators, and the first woman to fly alone across the Atlantic Ocean, was born in Atchison, Kansas. This trailblazing aviator became a symbol of courage and determination, inspiring countless individuals to pursue their dreams in the field of aviation and beyond. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect waist-high sets Wednesday with semi-glassy conditions and light offshore winds early, turning semi-choppy in the afternoon with 10 to 15 mile per hour winds. Thursday and Friday will have waist-high waves, similar semi-glassy mornings and semi-choppy afternoons with 5 to 10 mile per hour winds. This weekend, expect knee to waist-high waves with semi-bumpy conditions and stronger onshore, winds up to 15 miles per hour. Wednesday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking fair until 10 a.m. at 3-plus feet. After that, it will be pretty choppy until sunset. But it might smooth out a bit as the sun goes down. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with the 0-foot outgoing tide, when the northwest swell is 1.5 feet at 16 seconds, and the onshore wind is 5 miles per hour. The first low tide Wednesday will be -1 foot at 6:15 a.m., with a 5-foot high tide at 12:45 p.m. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 72 degrees for the water temperature. This morning, it's partly cloudy and feels like 70 degrees with 2-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:52, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:58. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog before 11 a.m. Otherwise, partly sunny with a high near 72 and wind of 5 to 10 mile per hour. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 69. Looking ahead in the weather, expect patchy fog each morning through Sunday, clearing by late morning. Daytime highs will be in the upper 60s to low 70s with partly sunny skies. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows in the mid to upper 60s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard. This cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, downtown San Diego is awash with building wraps promoting TV shows and video games ahead of San Diego Comic-Con starting Wednesday night. Over 30 buildings now feature wraps for series like Lord of the Rings and The Walking Dead. Despite being mostly illegal, building owners opt for these wraps due to the revenue outweighing potential fines. Fines can reach up to $10,000 per day, though such high penalties are rare. KAP Media Group, responsible for many wraps, has grown its business significantly since 2012. These advertisements transform downtown, delighting Comic-Con attendees, but irritating some local groups. Now on to sports. The Rose Bowl has requested to be left out of the college football playoff semifinal so it can continue its annual game on January 1st. Rose Bowl Management Chair Laura Farber confirms this to The Athletic on Tuesday. The college football playoff is moving to a 12-team format, with quarterfinals on December 31st and January 1st, and semifinals on January 8th and 9th. The Rose Bowl, already losing its traditional Big Ten versus Pac-12 matchup, prefers to host a quarterfinal every year to maintain its traditional date. Farber stated the bowl would be flexible about maintaining its traditional 2 p.m. kickoff time. While the new agreement with ESPN begins in 2026, the bowl rotation has not been finalized. In local sports, the Padres on the road beat the Nationals 4-0. And tonight, the Padres remain on the road in Washington. In top news, in the United States, fluoride toothpaste has long been the standard for cavity prevention. However, hydroxyapatite toothpaste, popular in Europe and Japan, offers a fluoride-free alternative. Composed of calcium and phosphate, hydroxyapatite is the primary mineral in our bones and teeth. NASA researchers patented a hydroxyapatite precursor in the 1970s, and it has been approved for cavity prevention in Japan since 1993. Despite its benefits, including reduced tooth sensitivity and bacterial adhesion, hydroxyapatite toothpaste faces marketing challenges in the U.S. due to FDA approval requirements. Some experts now recommend it for young children, as it avoids fluoride's potential risks. In business news, Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway has sold about 34 million shares of Bank of America, worth $1.5 billion. Despite this, Berkshire remains the bank's largest shareholder. This sale could signify profit-taking, as Bank of America's stock has surged 27% this year. Alternatively, Buffett may be planning to reduce Berkshire's stake below 10% to avoid reporting trades to the Securities and Exchange Commission within 2 business days. Bank of America's recent second quarter earnings report was positively received, with a promising net interest income outlook, potentially boosting profitability in the second half of the year. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $65,900. Ethereum is just over $3,400. And Solana is $173. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Cutting-edge technology could massively reduce the energy used for air conditioning. Roughly 10% of the world's energy is used for cooling, much of it generated by fossil fuels. Montana Technologies discovered that air conditioning was causing power spikes in buses in Shanghai. So they developed AirJoule, a dehumidifier using a special porous material that drastically cuts energy consumption. AirJoule can reduce dehumidification energy by up to 90%. The firm aims to integrate this system with existing 8 vac units. Blue Frontier and Nostromo Energy are also innovating in this space, each offering unique solutions to improve cooling efficiency. Entertainment news. Celine Dion is reportedly preparing to perform at the 2024 Summer Olympics. The Olympics, known for highlighting the world's greatest athletes, are also featuring entertainers. Recent promotional segments have included Cardi B, Sha'Carri Richardson, and Snoop Dogg. According to Variety, Celine Dion is in talks to perform at the opening ceremony. Diagnosed with stiff person syndrome in December 2022, she had to cancel her tour plans, but she has kept the public updated on her health. Celine was recently spotted in Paris, fueling performance rumors. None of the involved parties have confirmed the speculations. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American aviator, Amelia Earhart. And she said, "The most difficult thing is the decision to act. The rest is merely tenacity. The fears are paper tigers. You can do anything you decide to do. You can act to change and control your life. And the procedure, the process, is its own reward." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.